I don't apologize for thoughts or prayer.
I'd like to take a moment to again send our thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers have made a difference to them.
For now, all we can do is to pray for peace and healing for their family.
Today, our nation grieves with those who have lost loved ones at Virginia Tech. We hold the victims in our hearts. We lift them up in our prayers.
We've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years. We are praying for them.
To the Newtown community and to all the Connecticut families, our thoughts and our prayers are with you.
This past week placed us back into an all-too-familiar territory in aftermath of mass shootings. This time, two in California resulting in multiple deaths, multiple injuries, long-lasting trauma. These two mass shootings, along with the recent shooting of a teacher by a six-year-old in Virginia, they all have something in common. Anger. Shooting in Monterey Park was caused by jealousy. The shooting in Half Moon Bay. Anger at the workplace. Virginia shooting by the six-year-old. That happened because the teacher apparently made the kid mad. The reaction, again, along with thoughts and prayers, has been a call for new gun laws. Now, what law would have prevented those three shootings? Red flag laws may be the closest as far as already existing laws are concerned, but even then, when that law is brought up, or with any other idea like magazine limits, holding gun owners responsible, when someone gets a hold of their gun and commits a massacre, we're told, now's not the time. Or there's the fear that often mentioned slippery slope. Then there are those who embrace that quote from Benjamin Franklin, which goes, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, as they take that entirely out of context with the topic at hand. The truly ignorant will swear on the Bible that the Second Amendment is absolute. Really? Try to buy a machine gun lately? And please don't get me into the morons who want mass shootings redefined as being 10 or more, instead of the current 4 or more deaths. Mention how anger was behind the latest mass shootings. Maybe we need more anger in our response to them. So, how to create that anger? How about a full, graphic, complete understanding about what the weapon of choice in most of these mass shootings, the AR-15, which the creator even said should never be used outside of military needs, does to the human body? Let's get that context from Dr. Martin Schraber from the Oregon Health and Science University.
Those bullets from a high-powered rifle have a velocity of somewhere around 3,000 feet per second, which can impart massive amounts of tissue injury to the human body. They will frequently go through the human body, and as they travel through the body, they'll destroy all the organs in the region of where they're traveling. And that's really due to the kinetic energy that those bullets impart. So any centrally fired weapon, if it's hit anywhere in the central portion of the body, will blow a huge hole in a human being, particularly the exit wound, and it'll almost always be lethal. Gunshot wounds to the head with high-powered rifles are almost 100% lethal without personal protective equipment. The only reason that I can think of a person wanting to own those weapons is that if their intention is to be able to kill either a single person or numerous people. If those weapons become more common in the Portland region, I won't even see the patients, because those patients are going to die in the field. Unless they have very peripheral injuries, we'll see very few of those patients in the hospital because they will be dead in the field.
Need more motivation to get really angry? This is courtesy of ABC News. Here are the voices of some of the young survivors of the Uvalde shooting, along with the parents who lost their children.
When he went in the classroom, he said, "You're all going to die," and he just started shooting.
This morning, a chilling account for the first time of what went on inside that classroom, where multiple children and two teachers were fatally shot.
I was playing dead, so he won't shoot me.
10-year-old Samuel Salinas, one of the few survivors from his class, now recovering after an injury to his leg.
He shot my teacher and then he shot the kids. I think he was aiming at me, like the thing, and then he, like, I guess, like, one of the chairs were there, so it blocked it and, like, pieces in my leg.
Most of his friends and classmates not making it out alive.
I kind of don't feel safe going to school, and I feel hot, and sometimes at night I have nightmares too.
Also inside that classroom, 10-year-old Tess Mata.
It happened here in the Tubby Baby.
Tess adored her big sister Faith, loved making TikToks, and kept people laughing.
She put a smile on everybody's face every time she was always dancing. She always had the biggest smile ever.
Evadulia Horta's son, Rogelio Torres, also one of the victims.
Losing that little piece of my heart, I lost my son.
The mother of four says Rogelio was loving, happy, and liked to help others.
I think about him, what happened that day, what was going on in that classroom that he was in. He was crying out for me or something. I'm just like, what was his last, what he saw last?
So we know that not enough of our so-called elected leaders are willing to do what's needed. Things like magazine limits, red flag laws, penalties for irresponsible gun owners, background checks with no time limits for every, and I mean every, gun sale or transfer. So who's next in line to step forward to try to do something? Well, it's you. How often have we seen law enforcement in a mass shooting aftermath rather easily put the pieces of the puzzle of why together? Mean to tell me people around that shooter didn't see those same clues? Of course they did. They just didn't say anything. What could they have done? Well, they could have called the 988 mental health hotline and alert professionals about a person that they think is in trouble. Go to the police, show them some of the threats and anger that person's posting on their social media accounts. Tell a boss, tell a manager at work that you have concerns about someone working there. Pour water on the lit fuse before it explodes and kills more innocent people. I don't know, am I asking for too much? Yeah, maybe I am. My thoughts and prayers are that more people will take that step forward.